You're listening to RazorCast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.
Hello, everyone. This is Liz Harvey coming to you from our studios in New York City, where we are dedicated to bringing you top quality advice from many of the leading expert professionals across the U.S. In today's episode, we are speaking with chiropractor Dr. Greg Rubenstein. Dr. Rubenstein is the founder of 57th Street Chiropractic, located in the heart of Midtown Manhattan, where he has been practicing since 1993. He specializes in pediatric and family care, and Dr. Rubenstein is a longstanding member of the International Chiropractic Pediatric Association. He is now serving as president of the New York Chiropractic Council. For his hard work and dedication, he was selected as the recipient of the Beacon Award, which is the highest award given by the council, also known as the Chiropractor of the Year for New York State. He's done extensive work in Ethiopia, bringing pediatric chiropractic care to impoverished children. And Dr. Rubenstein is widely considered to be one of the top chiropractors in the U.S. and is also a contributing member of our national network of industry professionals. Today, we are going to talk about a very important topic, chronic diseases and chiropractic. Hi, Dr. Rubenstein. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great, Liz. How's everything in your world?
Everything's awesome. So let's just jump right in. How would you define the term chronic disease, and what are some examples of chronic diseases?
Well, Liz, it's pretty basic. When we think about chronic disease, the word chronic generally refers to time. So it generally means a condition that you've had for a long period of time, or one that's developed slowly over time and is expected to affect you for an extended or a long period of time. And the interesting thing now is that most of the chronic diseases that we experience today are what we call lifestyle diseases. And it seems today that lifestyle diseases, they're the ones that are killing us much more than the acute, dangerous diseases that used to plague the earth way back in the day, like bubonic plague, leprosy, and all those really scary diseases. Nowadays, the chronic diseases that most Americans are really fighting are things like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, congestive heart failure, all these different things. And, the thing about most of us these days is that lifestyle plays a big role in your health, and how you think about it and how you deal with your lifestyle is really an important factor now in your health. And, you know, how do most people deal with heart disease, or how do you prevent, you know, these lifestyle diseases? Heart disease, it's simple. It's diet and exercise. How do you combat diabetes? It's simple. It's diet and exercise, right? Mm-hmm. And so if we can change our lifestyles, we can really mitigate the severity and even prevent these lifestyle diseases from ever happening. And the cool thing is the MacArthur Foundation did some awesome research a while back, and they said that most of the diseases, these lifestyles, are 30% genetic and 70% lifestyle. Mm-hmm. Only 30% genetic, 70%. So the majority of the control lies with us. So that gives us an actual opportunity to rewrite our family tree and our family history if we play our cards right. Because just because mom had diabetes, if you employ proper diet and better exercise and lifestyle changes, you can mitigate that or even eliminate it altogether. How cool is that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. All right. And now, can chiropractic care help someone manage their arthritis?
We did a whole section on this one in arthritis, and if anyone listening really wants more detail, they should try and track that one down. I know it's on our website, but there are different types of arthritis, and yes, most of the time the arthritides are long-term chronic conditions, right? They last for a long time, but they tend to flare up. They come and go. And the most common type of arthritis is the osteoarthritis, and it's so common that it's even in the past been called everyone's disease, which is kind of interesting, meaning that no one really gets spared. Everyone gets a certain amount of osteoarthritis. And these arthritic conditions are usually, you know, caused by the slow degenerative changes that happen in the joints, slowly over time as the joints are misused, stressed, or strained, or injured. They'll heal wrong, they'll grow slightly wrong, their alignment changes, and when things start to become out of alignment, we get a lot more friction, and then they start to become inflamed. And if you remember in any of our previous talks, Itis means inflammation, arth means joint. So literally arthritis, all it means is inflammation of the joint. So if these things heal wrong and grow wrong and they start to erode the cartilage that generally keeps everything smooth and gliding 100 times more efficient than ice on ice, when that cartilage starts to degenerate, it'll stress the subchondral bone, I mean the bones underneath the cartilage, and then the bone will start to deform. And this, with more inflammation, it becomes cyclical as that starts to feed on itself. And then the more inflammation in the joint, the more swelling, the more painful it is, the less they move the joints. And the less you move joints, the more they're going to start to degenerate. So it's so important that we have proper mechanics. And chiropractors happen to be pretty darn good at improving the mechanics of the joints of the spine and some of the joints of the extremity as well. So when everything is lined up, we can slow down those degenerative changes of the spine, and we can make sure that we have an active, healthy life. Now, it can't make bone spurs go away or reverse some of the damage that's already occurred, but it can slow down that progression and stop it dead in its tracks. And the other thing that's important is maintaining proper alignment through childhood, through adulthood. That can also mitigate the effects of arthritis, because most of these alignment issues and things really occur from all the stresses and strains and accidents and falls and sports injuries and bicycle crashes that we have when we're kids. So it's so important to understand that osteoarthritis can be, you know, kind of mitigated with proper care and taking certain precautions. The rheumatoid arthritis, that's a whole nother ball of wax, because that's an autoimmune disease where our own body's immune system and defense mechanisms start to attack our own cartilage because it looks at it as foreign. Why would the body do that, right? If the immune system and the nerve system is irritated and hypersensitive, the nerve system sends out these cells all the time to go out and find things that are foreign and attack them to keep, you know, the body safe from invading organisms. But if those white blood cells look at the cartilage as something foreign, then they go and attack that, and that causes inflammation and erosion of the cartilage, and then the pressure and discomfort can really get bad. So a lot of these people have a lot of trouble. So when we look at autoimmune disease, what tells the immune system what to do, and why is the immune system basically going awry and attacking its own cells? And a lot of times that can be related to miscommunication in the body, and we all know that chiropractors improve communication of the nerve system by lining up the joints better to keep pressure and irritation off those delicate spinal nerves. So I know that's a whole mouthful, but again, we talked about this at length in prior talks on arthritis, and I would encourage people, if they want more information on that, to try and dig up that old blog, and they can listen to those blogs and podcasts.
Okay. Now, for people suffering with migraines and chronic headaches, how can chiropractic care help?
Well, you know, people suffering with headaches and migraines, if they've had them for a long time, the only thing worse than suffering is truly suffering for a long time. And whether the headaches are acute or chronic, there's always hope for people with these conditions when they enter into chiropractic care. In our office, we have a subspecialty. Besides doing the pediatric and maternity care, we focus on the upper cervical situation. And the upper cervical are the top two bones. And what makes them so important is that every nerve in your body essentially passes through the ring of Atlas. As a matter of fact, Atlas was the bone that Christopher Reeves broke in that horrible accident, and he became paralyzed, couldn't use his arms, his legs, he couldn't breathe on his own. Since every nerve in your body passes through that ring of Atlas, his whole body was affected. And that's important to understand, because even his immune system didn't work properly. So by checking the alignment in the upper cervical junction and maintaining proper alignment, there's less irritation to those upper cervical nerves and the brainstem. And what's interesting is that the atlas and the lower part of the skull protects the brainstem. And when you irritate the brainstem, that's a big problem, because that's where a lot of people get these headaches and they can become chronic. So we work on the alignment of that cranial cervical junction, and that very often eliminates to the mitigation of headaches, migraines, dizziness, all these things, and they get great relief with chiropractic care. And don't get me wrong, every now and then we get a couple of cases that come through that don't respond as well, and there can be other causes of headaches. But a lot of times when we get pressure off that atlas, their world opens up and they just have less headaches, less severity, and they hit at a less intense level and don't last as long, which for someone who has chronic headaches, symptoms and things like that, it's a godsend.
And how does chiropractic care help people who struggle with asthma?
Well, asthma is really interesting, and everyone thinks that there's just like some type of trigger, right? And it's interesting because many people don't really understand the connection between your nerve system and all the other systems. In chiropractic, we look at the nerve system, we realize it is the master system. It controls all the other systems, your immune system, your digestive system, your circulatory system, they're all controlled by the neurology. And asthma kind of seems to be like a hypersensitivity reaction to things that are commonly normally in the environment. So for some people, their trigger might be, cat dander. They walk into a house that has a cat, all of a sudden their chest tightens up, they start coughing and wheezing, and it's difficult to breathe, the airways become constricted. But why did their body do that? Why did their body look at cat dander, which doesn't affect me, but affects someone else in a really difficult way? And it always goes back to the nerve system. And if the nerve system is irritated, and when we irritate the nerve system, a lot of people will go into sympathetic overdrive, because when the nerve system is irritated and we're more tense and high strung, our body cranks out cortisol and adrenaline, which keeps our body on high alert, keeps our nerve system very tense and tight, and that tension will keep pulling bones out of alignment. And when you think about it, when people are breathing, the ribs go up and down like a bucket handle, and the vertebrae have to move, and that's what allows the breathing process to take place. So any irritation to the neural structures that creates that hypersensitivity will affect their breathing. And again, I don't want to misconstrue. I don't mean that every person who has asthma, it's caused by misalignments, but a lot of these people who have asthma get a lot of relief and have less episodes that are less severe, less intense, and don't last as long. And for some kid who's got to take allergy medication for the rest of his life, that can be a game changer in his life.
And lastly, how can ongoing chiropractic care help people avoid chronic pain like sciatica and back pain?
Well, ongoing chiropractic care is wellness care, right? And it's so interesting how people have this block, they'll come into my office and they'll be like, hey doc, when can I stop coming? And, I often ask, answer that question kind of, joking around and say, well, when are you going to stop brushing your teeth and when are you going to fire your dentist? Usually it's when they're in a box underneath the ground or they don't have any more teeth left. And it's the same thing with the spine. You should be caring for your spine throughout the course of your lifetime to prevent degenerative changes and back pain and things like sciatica. But these chronic pain conditions like sciatica have long been associated with misalignments of the vertebral column, particularly in the lumbar spine where the bones shift out of their position. They can pinch and irritate the nerves that travel down the back of the legs and create sciatica. Sciatica can be chronic or acute. And a chronic condition, again, is something that you've been dealing with on and off for several years and can be related to degeneration or herniation of the discs, because when the vertebrae are not in proper alignment, they put uneven stress on the discs, and then the disc will start to bulge, degenerate, or even herniate. So lower back pain can wax and wane depending on how well things are lined up and how well you maintain it. So the better you align, the better you maintain the mechanics of the spine, the less irritation to the discs and nerves, the less inflammation, the healthier you're going to feel, and the more activity you'll be able to enjoy for the rest of your life. So again, doesn't matter if it's chronic or acute, the principle in chiropractic is always the same. Maintain proper alignment, less irritation to the nerves, a higher level of function from the body and the nerve system.
Well, thank you, Dr. Rubenstein. I know you're busy, so I want to thank you for all of your time and your help today.
It's an absolute honor to be here, and hopefully one person hears this message that needs to hear it and get some help.
Well, and for our listeners across the country, if you are interested in speaking with Dr. Greg Rubenstein, you can either go online to www.chiropractormidtown.com or call 212-977-7094 to schedule an appointment. And on behalf of our team, we want to thank you for listening, and we look forward to bringing you more top quality content from our country's leading experts.
You've been listening to Razorcast, USA's hottest podcast, bringing you cutting-edge interviews from leading industry professionals.